One of the great truths about the South can be found in Truman Capote's famous quote, "All Southerners go home sooner or later, even if it's in a box." It has been frequently noted that Southerners who write must at some time leave the South to become truly enamored with the unique place the South is. They frequently return to stay. So, too, I believe it is true that once in the South, Northerners, or those from someplace else, as I call them, to avoid the Y word, become accidental Southerners. Once here, even temporarily, they are profoundly and sometimes unconsciously affected by the haunting strangeness of our part of the world. One of my favorites is Edgar Allan Poe. Though born in Boston in 1809, as a toddler, he traveled the Southern theater circuit with his actress mother, Elizabeth, down the Eastern Seaboard. She may have even played here in Wilmington at Thalian Hall. I like to think with toddler Edgar and his siblings in tow. Edgar Allan Poe's contribution to American literature cannot be discounted as a mere writer of horror stories. His is the first authentic American voice among the young country's writers whose work was an imitation of European literature. Poe's innovative accomplishments? He wrote the first detective story and so invented the genre we love today. Poe was the very first American literary critic. Poe was an early developer of the short story form. And why his claim and mine that he is a Southerner despite his Boston birth? Mother Elizabeth had the good sense to die in Richmond and thus seal Poe's fate to be brought up a Southerner. He was reared by a foster family in Richmond, Virginia, and always considered himself a Virginian. Women have been long idealized in the South, and few writers have been more obsessed with women than Edgar Allan Poe. According to Poe, the death and loss of a beautiful woman was the most elevated of all subjects for poetry and literature. We see this theme over and over in his works. Annabel Lee, The Fall of the House of Usher, Berenice, and The Raven. The writer's focus on lyricism and language are very Southern preoccupation. Much has been written on Poe's sense of place, famous in Southern literature. His setting for The Fall of the House of Usher in the phantasmagorical swamp is Lowcountry South at its creepiest. Poe knew the Carolina Lowcountry. His Gold Bug is set on Sullivan's Island, South Carolina, where he was stationed as a soldier, an island which today sports names like Raven Drive and Gold Bug Avenue. My last reason Poe is really a Southerner? He married his first cousin when she was 14 years old. I won't even touch that.